This is Eric Michaels, and you have tuned in once again to the eHealth Radio Network and the Health and Nutrition Channel. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience at eHealth Radio. Today we are visiting with Dr. Robert J. Berry, who works in scientific affairs, research, and new product development for Konica Nutrients. Dr. Berry focuses on clinical research developments and collaboration and brings more than 15 years of experience in strategic technical development and commercial translation of scientific products, analytical services, drug development, and preclinical evaluation systems to his position. Dr. Berry, welcome to eHealth Radio.
Hi, well, thanks for having me.
You're welcome. So what is ubiquinol and what are the associated health benefits?
Ubiquinol is called the reduced active antioxidant form of coenzyme Q10. Produced naturally within healthy bodies, ubiquinol is CoQ10 that's called converted or reduced. That's done by the addition of two additional electrons for use in cellular energy production processes. For instance, a good comparison would be vitamin C or vitamin E. Those active forms are the reduced form. It's just a chemical term. In addition to its critical role in energy production, it's also the strongest lipid-soluble antioxidant available, which helps to protect the body's cells from oxidative stress and which can cause damage to proteins, lipids, and DNA.
Why should I take ubiquinol supplements over CoQ10 supplements?
Okay, well, I guess you're asking what the difference is then between the
yes.
Conventional coenzyme Q10 and ubiquinol are both physiological metabolic forms of coenzyme Q10 that are necessary to produce cellular energy. Ubiquinone, or conventional coenzyme Q10, is the oxidized form of coenzyme Q10 that most consumers are familiar with. And it's taken as a supplement and studied for almost 30 years. And over the past three decades, conventional coenzyme Q10 has been recognized for its benefits to general health, wellness, cardiovascular, and neurological health as well. But in order to generate cellular energy, the body must convert ubiquinone to ubiquinol. Without this conversion, the body's energy production process cannot be completed and energy levels cannot be sustained. So both are critical to sustaining your body's natural energy, but only one, ubiquinol, the reduced form, is the antioxidant form, which also helps to protect cells, fluidity of cellular membranes, and protection against oxidative stress.
Dr. Berry, if CoQ10 has been available in supplement form for 30 years, why is ubiquinol only recently available?
That had to do with practical matters in terms of the difference between the two. The oxidized form is a stable form in air, but the ubiquinol form with the two extra electrons is easily oxidized in air. And so it had been difficult to develop a stable supply in a reduced supplement form that could be put into soft gels so that people could take them. And also tough to develop it and make it commercially available for researchers. However, using advanced technology, scientists at Konica Corporation have been able to perfect the stabilization process by which ubiquinol remains in its reduced form in the soft gels. And so that's why it's available today. So it's exciting not just to have it as an active supplement, but also for research purposes as well.
Today we are speaking with Dr. Robert Berry, who works in scientific affairs, research, and new product development for Konica Nutrients here on eHealth Radio's Health and Nutrition Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Why should people be concerned about declining ubiquinol levels?
Because of the two things that we mentioned already, it's literally critical for energy production. I'm talking about cellular energy production, and also for antioxidant protection, real antioxidant protection. This is an endogenously synthesized antioxidant as opposed to antioxidants that you see on the marketplace from botanicals and other sources. The difference is that as we age, the production of coenzyme Q10 itself declines, but not only that, more importantly, and the critical aspect is the conversion rate and the efficiency of producing ubiquinol from CoQ10 by the addition of those two electrons in our body diminishes. And that's been associated with the aging process itself as well as a number of age-related diseases. So as you age, let's say when you're young, in your 20s and younger, the efficiency of the conversion from conventional coenzyme Q10 oxidized to reduce ubiquinol form is very efficient. It produces as much energy as you need for all your metabolic functions. But as you start hitting your 30s, 40s, 50s, et cetera, that slows down significantly, and it really does need to be replenished. A number of studies have shown that supplementation with ubiquinol replenishes your plasma levels back to optimal levels. If you're 18 or 20 years old and in very good health, the percent of ubiquinol in your plasma is literally between 90 and 95% of all of CoQ10. And it's the same thing for most of your tissues and organs. So it's your predominant form in your body. As you age, that goes down.
What health benefits do ubiquinol users experience versus CoQ10 users?
Well, part of it is what I had just mentioned. The actual replenishing of the ubiquinol, the active form, goes a long way in terms of just energy itself. Even if you are in your early 30s or early 40s, one of the most common complaints to physicians by young adults is fatigue. And this helps to facilitate, getting back to the same vigor and energy that you had as a youngster. But more importantly, just as importantly, is the antioxidant protection as well.
In conclusion, and outside of what you've already mentioned, how does ubiquinol work, if you could just explain that in abbreviated form?
Okay, I'll try. ubiquinol has an established role as an essential component of what's called the electron transport chain in the mitochondria. You probably know the mitochondria is a powerhouse of the cell. That's where ATP synthesis, or at least the majority of ATP synthesis, occurs, up to 95% of it. Of the energy that's required in the form of ATP in our body and all aerobic cellular systems is to the electron transport chain in the mitochondria. Ubiquinol is a critical component of that. And so it's literally required for cellular growth, development, and for healthy metabolism. The antioxidant action of ubiquinol is probably not considered to be one of the most important functions in cellular systems. It's a potent lipophilic antioxidant. It's literally capable of regenerating other antioxidants, such as vitamin E and vitamin C in our systems. And in fact, research revealed that there's function and gene expression involved in human cell signaling, metabolism, and transport. But, briefly, for healthy aging, if you want the type of energy, as well as cellular protection that you enjoy when you're younger and healthier, ubiquinol is a pretty good bet.
Dr. Barry, where can our listeners find more information or to be in contact with you online?
There's several sources. One, of course, is kanekaqh.com, K-A-N-E-K-A-Q-H.com. We call ubiquinol QH for an abbreviation. Also, there's there's Wikipedia on ubiquinol now. There's ubiquinol.org. A number of different sites that you could view online about ubiquinol.
Very good. We've been talking with Dr. Robert J. Barry, who works in scientific affairs, research, and new product development for Konica Nutrients. Dr. Barry focuses on clinical research, development, and collaboration and brings more than 15 years of experience in strategic technical development and commercial translation of scientific products, analytical services, drug development, and preclinical evaluation systems to his position. And the website of reference, once again, is KonicaQH.com. Dr. Barry, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us today on eHealth Radio.
Well, thanks. It was a pleasure.
It certainly was. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Health and Nutrition Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. We do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.